This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. What if the flu shot is a nationwide IQ test to remove stupid people from the human gene pool? Now, I know it sounds a little odd, but hear me out on this. To follow this question, and I'm not saying I 100% believe that, I'm asking the question, but let's follow this. In order to do that, you have to think like a globalist for a minute. Now, what are the globalists thinking right now? They are thinking that maybe half of humanity is going to be obsolete in the next 10 to, let's say, 30 to 40 years. Or let's just call it a generation, like 25 years, roughly. In the next generation, half of humanity is going to be obsolete. Why? Because of the robots that are going to replace everything from truck drivers to burger flippers to warehouse labor, landscaping, you know, but basically every labor job that's relatively easy to do is going to be replaced by automated systems, robots, right? And who's working on the robots? Well, the globalists, it's Google, you know, the DARPA related projects. You know, Boston Dynamics, right? They've got robots that already run around warehouses and move boxes and sort boxes and things and walk around. They've got robots that follow soldiers out in the field, and they're like pack mules. They carry ammunition and everything, and they can track human beings, by the way. It's not going to be long before they're outfitted with weapons, but that's a different topic. The bottom line is most human labor will be obsolete in about a generation or so. Now, if you're a globalist and you're thinking about this, and by the way, I think The Guardian finally did an article on this that basically echoed everything I've been saying for the last 5 years on this point, where they said the rise of the robots is going to lead to, well, basically a breakdown, social chaos, and the massive wealth concentration into the hands of the few. I've said the same thing in maybe slightly different words. Basically, whoever runs the robots and owns the robots is going to become so incredibly wealthy. We're talking the wealthiest corporations in the history of human civilization, whereas those people who don't own the robots and who are replaced by the robots are going to become so dirt poor that they will become useless to the globalists. Now, when that happens, actually, it's already started before that. The globalists are trying to figure out how to eliminate most of the human population. Bill Gates openly talks about this. He's got a formula. He talks about reducing the human population. Now, just to be clear, he's not openly talking about, you know, murdering people. He's talking about reducing human population over time, but he talks about doing it through vaccines. This is one of his key points. He says, it's I'm paraphrasing slightly, but he says that if we do a great job on healthcare and I think reproductive rights and vaccines, that we can reduce human population by 10 to 15%. I think that's what he says. And there are other globalists who are also big time into population reduction, you know, Ted Turner and so on. And they talk about, well, some of them talk about needing to reduce human population by 90%. 90%! You know, literally, some of these globalists want to eliminate, let's say, 6 billion people from the planet. Now, from thinking about it again, from their point of view, this is not my point of view, this is their point of view. They want to live in a world where there are far fewer people, where most of the labor is just done by robots that they control, and thus they don't have any risk of a social uprising, right? And they don't have to worry about the masses voting against them, like what just happened in America with Donald Trump being elected president. You know, that's, the globalists don't like that. They don't want to give the people the power to vote the status quo out of power. So if they just have a bunch of robots and then just a much smaller population of basically elitists, you know, they just kill off the bottom 90% in their view, leaving the top 10%. Well, who do you think they're going to leave as those in power? It's going to be, you know, them and their friends and the ones who run everything and control everything and own the robots. And that's who's going to be left. That's their vision, is a world of, in their minds, again, economic abundance, like everybody's wealthy, everybody's got a lot of land, everybody's living a great life because the robots are doing all the labor work, basically slave robots, right? And then there's just this smaller, you know, one out of every 10 people left remaining alive who's sort of the upper class that's remaining. This is their vision. And you got to wonder, how do they get to that? Well, wouldn't it be clever if they put in an infertility drug or chemical or something, they put it into the flu shot, and they just ran TV ads and they ran propaganda that just told everybody, go get a flu shot, everybody. And they just wait for all the morons to line up and inject themselves with infertility chemicals, thus removing them from the human gene pool, which is what these globalists want in the first place. And when you understand that mercury is in flu shots, mercury is not in every vaccine. It's not even in most vaccines anymore, but it's in the flu shot. And the flu shot, I think, is the most popular flu shot vaccine that still contains a lot of mercury. And it's a lot. It's like 25 micrograms. I think the average flu shot dose is half a mil. Sorry, I'm just using my lab phraseology. 500 microliters or 0.5 milliliters. That's what it is, the average flu shot. And in that 0.5 milliliters is typically, it's about 50,000 parts per billion mercury that comes out to 25 micrograms. So you take the number of milliliters times the ppm, and you get the number of micrograms. So that's how much mercury is in an average flu shot. And that's what's going into, you know, people's bodies, and it's causing spontaneous abortions. I can't even tell you how many times I've heard this from people. They know somebody who got a flu shot, they were pregnant, and boom, they had a spontaneous abortion. The body just let go of the baby because it was assaulted by the mercury. It's very common. And you've got so many infertility problems now in modern society. And I know there are many causes, but mercury in vaccines is certainly one of perhaps the major influences in that arena. And you've even got vaccines that have been given to young women in Africa that were laced with sterilization chemicals. We've covered that on Natural News. It's all 100% verified, proven. Again, I know it sounds like a conspiracy theory, but this was reported by a pro-vaccine mission, a religious group that was out giving the vaccines. They sent the vaccines to a laboratory and to test for this covert sterilization chemical, and they found it was there. That the vaccines, which were approved by the World Health Organization, were being used to sterilize African women. Gee, is anybody surprised? I mean, when you put all the pieces together, you look at the lead in the water in Flint, Michigan, you look at the vaccine damage to young African-American babies, you look at the Tuskegee medical experiments that have been done on blacks in America, you look at the lack of vitamin D in dark-skinned people and the fact that the cancer industry preys upon them to exploit them for profits. They look at, you know, African-American men and women as cash machines for cancer treatment. You know, sad to say, the average African-American has just been abused and exploited and punished by the medical system forever. And it is not an exaggeration to say that the globalists are trying to eliminate, in particular, people of African descent, which is insane. Because as I pointed out in other podcasts, we are all of African descent, really. If you go back far enough, that's where all our ancestors came from. That's why I look at us as brothers and sisters, frankly. You know, it's like I don't judge somebody by the color of their skin. I mean, we're all the same. We're all the same origin. We're all the same dreams, the same ideas, the same, well, for the most part. But the point is that there are forces in our world that are trying to reduce human population, and they seem to always be targeting black people. You know, abortion clinics set up in the inner cities and everything. It's pretty sick. So I return back to my original question. Is the flu shot a nationwide IQ test to get people to eliminate themselves from the human gene pool? And because if you're a globalist, again, you don't, like, who do you want to be left in society? If you're picking the one out of 10 that you want to be remaining in society, again, as a globalist, let's say you want to reduce human population by 90%. Which 90% do you want to get rid of? Do you want to get rid of the smartest 90% or the least intelligent 90% that you see as least intelligent, that you see as replaceable by robots and labor? The answer in the mind of the globalists, remember, they are heartless, they don't have compassion, they have no recognition of human dignity, they use human beings as medical experiments. In their minds, they want to eliminate what they see as the least useful 90%. In other words, the 90% that they can replace with robots. And who is that in their minds? Who's doing the labor jobs today? Just look around. Who's doing the labor jobs today? It's Latinos. In many cities, it's a lot of African Americans. In other cities, it might be just low income white people. But predominantly, let me just say it this way: the globalists are mostly white people, and it's not white people that they're trying to eliminate. I'll just put it that way. Okay, it's pretty obvious to me. As a person of color, that's what I consider myself being, about 10% American Indian, by the way. And also, of course, as I mentioned, all of us being of African origin. So, I don't see separation between us based on our skin color or anything like that. But the globalists do. The globalists are mostly Caucasian people, and they see a world, I think they want to see a world that's run by them and a bunch of robots. And they don't need what they see in their minds as useless eaters. Who are useless eaters in the minds of the globalists? It's people who just eat a bunch of food. Might be useful every two years or 4 years to vote. But if they just eliminate all of them, they don't need anybody to vote. Hell, they run the robots. They can just unleash the robot army to get what they want, or drone army or whatever. Who needs democracy when they run the technocracy, you see? So believe me, in the minds of the globalists, every one of us, you and me, and especially people who might be Latino, who might be African American, who might be Native American Indian, who might be, lower economic status, every one of us, we are expendable in the minds of the globalists. They don't want us. They don't need us. They certainly don't want people like you and I who can think for ourselves. They want obedient, not even workers anymore. We used to say obedient workers. They want obedient elitists, because the workers, they don't even need for very much longer. Workers are going to be replaced. So what a great idea from their point of view to run around with a flu shot and just put, cancer viruses in it, or just put extra mercury, or just put infertility chemicals in it. Who's going to know? Who's even testing vaccines besides me? The FDA doesn't test them. The CDC doesn't test them. They don't do composition tests on vaccine production batches. Nobody does. Almost nobody. Maybe a couple of independent labs like mine, and that's it. Universities don't test them. Nobody's testing them. They can put anything they want into a vaccine and inject it into tens of millions of people and totally get away with it. And even if they're not putting an infertility chemical into the vaccines right now, by pushing the flu shot year after year, they are training people to line up for it for when the day comes that they do put the chemical in it. Literally, people will line up to be injected with something that could give them cancer or cause infertility or cause spontaneous abortions. You see, you got to understand how coercion has evolved since the days of Nazi Germany. Back in 1935 through, 42, the Germans, in order for them to exterminate an entire race, to commit mass genocide, they had to do it by force. They had to do it at gunpoint. They had to force people, get on the boxcar train, put a gun in your face, roll you down to the gas chamber. That was 20th century coercion. 21st century coercion is totally different. All they got to do is convince you to line up and beg for it. They don't have to put a gun in your face. You know what they do now? They just put an ad in your Facebook feed. They just convince you that if you don't get a flu shot, you're going to die of influenza. They use fear. They use basically infoterrorism to control you and get you to go line up and get this shot that nobody knows what's in it except the ones, you know, the globalists who formulated it. So they can literally commit mass poisoning of the population and get people to line up and even pay for it. It's so much easier for the globalists than running gas chambers and ovens and boxcars and all that. That's a difficult way for them to commit mass genocide. When they want to make it more efficient, they want to bring like Amazon.com warehouse automation to the achievement of their genocidal globalist dreams, all they got to do is put it in a flu shot. It's so simple. So simple. Now, maybe those of you out there saying, you're nuts. This is a conspiracy. Another one of your conspiracy theories. How many of these do you have? I would say to you that just a few days before I recorded this, WikiLeaks just dumped 8,000 pages of the CIA documents that just proved all kinds of conspiracy theories correct that I've been saying for years, like your TVs have been turned into spy devices and the government is listening to your conversations. Now, think about it. 2 years ago, that sounded insane. Today, it is proven established fact. We know the CIA has it. There's even a name for it. It's called Weeping Angels. It's called Weeping Angels. It's the Weeping Angels program. WikiLeaks dumped all the documents. The CIA can defeat your Samsung smart TVs, your Androids, your iPhones, your Windows systems, iOS, Mac laptops, everything. They can turn them all into spy devices. It's not even a conspiracy theory anymore. It's a conspiracy fact. Now, that doesn't prove that they're putting infertility drugs into vaccines, right? But I'm asking you to think ahead. Think ahead. Look, they're trying to control the world. They're entering an era in which most human labor is about to become obsolete. They don't need you anymore. They don't need an army of labor. They don't need strawberry pickers. They don't need even the illegal immigrants who do a lot of the agricultural work in California. They don't need factory workers. They don't need forklift drivers. They don't need long-haul truckers, okay? Pretty soon they're not even going to need journalists because they've got linguistic systems that are just going to spit out all the stories they want. They don't even need writers. They don't need you. They don't need most people in humanity today. Or, you know, soon they won't. What are they going to do when they don't need you anymore? It's pretty obvious to me. It's very simple. All they got to do is, whoops, level 4 biohazard virus accidentally escaped from Fort Detrick, Maryland. Yeah, we had an accident, you know. Sorry, you 5 billion people who died from the virus. It was an accident. It got out. Well, it's never an accident. It's a weaponized, it's a bioweapon being used to reduce human population. That's one of the scenarios. Or they could just put it in a vaccine, line people up. Hey, here, get your vaccine shot. You won't get influenza this year because you'll be dead, but not before you spread it to someone else. They'll engineer a virus that has like a 5% kill rate and a 120-day incubation so that everybody can be carriers and just spread it everywhere and then just get the killing started that way. Get the kill off, 5 or 10% at first. Just get things going. It's sort of like a test run. You don't think globalists think this way? You're not living in reality, Jack. The globalists think exactly like this. This is exactly the way that Hitler thought. Oh, it's just going to wipe out a whole race of Jewish people. That was it. Mass genocide. This is the way they always think. They've always thought throughout history, just like this. If you don't realize that, you're not up to speed on human history and the darkness of human hearts and the greed of those in power and what they're willing to do to stay in power. You'd think Google's building an army of robots to help humanity? Really? You think Jeff Bezos, who runs the fiction rag known as the Washington Post, you think that he's automating Amazon warehouse systems so that he can help all those workers stay employed? Think again, man. He's going to eliminate all those workers. Google's going to eliminate human labor. They're going to own the labor market. They're going to run the robots in the fast food industries, in the factories. They're going to run the robots that you know, sweep floors in public schools all across the country. They're going to run the robots that do everything that low-wage humans are now doing. It's so obvious at this point. It's incredibly obvious. Oh, and by the way, of course, all those robots are also going to be spy machines that are going to monitor audio and video and upload everything to Google servers, which will be backdoored right into the CIA and the NSA, as they are already. And so basically, you're going to have an army of robotic spies everywhere across the world, working in the fast food joint, working in the schools, working in the factories, working in law enforcement, working on the highways, driving trucks, everything, taxi cab drivers. It's all going to be a massive spy machine. And if you don't realize that, you're not living in the real world. You're about to become obsolete or enslaved or both. Maybe enslaved first and then obsolete. You know, wake up. This is what's coming. It's so incredibly obvious. And now with this WikiLeaks dump of the CIA documents, we know that this is exactly how they operate. We know. Not a surprise. All right. Just keeping you posted. Thanks for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger for HealthRangerReport.com.
Click subscribe to stay plugged in to the Health Ranger Report.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at HealthRangerStore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science. Because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods. And even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at HealthRangerStore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing, like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food. And you can take advantage of that right now at HealthRangerStore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.